Good morning. This is the Ramblings of an Undisciplined Mind podcast for Friday, August 18th, 2015. So it is Friday. I've got my Starbucks. I've had better starts today's. Yeah, I've just been exhausted for the latter half of this week. I'm actually feeling a little bit better today as in that regards. I've been attributing it to the fact that, you know, the wife's on summer break from the college, so she's not wanting to go to bed at our normal bedtime. She's wanting to stay up later, and I've been staying up with her, and it's been taking its toll, I thought. Yeah, but it went on so long that, you know, I've been taking naps like crazy. And now I'm kind of wondering if I'm not trying to fight something off. Because my eyes were bugging me a lot. And I thought it was due to allergies or something like that, but finally turned the corner on that. This morning I woke up and the stomach was off a little bit. It wasn't nausea so much, but it's just a little woogly. Didn't feel quite right. And then, of course, once I hop in the car, this always seems to happen to me. When I get in the car and I'm leaving, then I realize I have a headache. Not a very strong one, obviously. I'll probably take some meds when I get home, or get to work, excuse me. Our air conditioning, we had a heat snap start yesterday, and we decided to go ahead and put the air on because of the rather high humidity levels, and so we closed up the house, we got the air on, and kind of realized it wasn't doing much. And I went outside to check the compressor, and it was not running. So I fiddled with things a bit and managed to get it running, but it didn't really seem to be doing much. We had to, you know, after having the house shut up, we decided just to open the house up and deal with the breeze from outside. I mean, the low was probably 70, 71. It was 71 when I was getting dressed this morning, according to my phone. So we've got the furnace people coming to look at it. We will see what they say. You know, the wife's home to deal with them. So looking at the news, you know, it's I don't know. Not a lot going on that's kind of interesting. The Lions actually won a preseason game last night, so the wife was happy about that. I don't know when the Packers are playing. I should look. I don't get to see very many Packer preseason games. I've kind of given it up as a lost cause, because a lot of them are only broadcast locally in Wisconsin. They don't even make national TV. So I don't always get to see them. We actually were trying to catch up a little bit on Deadliest Catch last night, and then realized about 9:30 that, hey, there should be a preseason game on. And went looking, and, you know, lo and behold, it was even a Lions game. So we watched, I think it was late in the third quarter when we turned it on, so we had it on for the rest of the game. I think the wife saw more than I did, because I started fussing with the air conditioner during that. And then we stayed up, you know, late, you know, which is about 11. But then you get upstairs and get everything ready and read, you know, it's at least 11:30 before lights out. And stay up to 11 to kind of hopefully let the air conditioner cool down the bedroom a little bit, because it was 78. It really didn't do that at all. And then once we got up there, we're like, you know what, let's just shut this down and open up the windows. So, yeah. I was really looking forward to, you know, staying up tonight and watching some more Battlestar. I don't really feel like there's anything I got to do on my paper tonight. But I'm probably just going to sleep. I just feel like I need sleep. So I'm not going to short myself just for the purposes of staying up and drinking some beer and watching some Battlestar. This is going on. It's kind of a cloudy day today. Big bank of clouds I'm driving east. And behind me it's not so much, so I guess we might get to be a bit more sunny once these clouds move off. The sun's trying to peek out from them. But yeah, I do have training I'm doing today at work. And it's always something I do enjoy doing. I'm kind of looking forward to this one, too, because I just updated the PowerPoint deck. And got it up to snuff, up to the latest version of the software. And everything that the people need to know. And so that, you know, that's cool because for a couple reasons. Number one, I enjoy doing it. And number two, it's pretty much the afternoon. It's at least a 3-hour course. And the other thing that's good is, you know, I do enjoy doing training, but I enjoy it the most. And I got to the point with this one course that this one, when I was working for a software company, actually for a couple of them. I really love it when I get to the point where I know the course so well that I don't even really need to prepare. You know, I can just walk in the room and go. And I'm certainly there with this course. I've been doing this training for 5 years now, pretty much. So, and it's changed and expanded over the years as the functionality of this product has expanded, but I know it really well. And yeah, so that's kind of nice. It's you know, not terribly taxing other than just walking through it. And people seem to enjoy the class, so I always get some good comments coming out of it. So yeah, it's a fun time. It's a fun time for me to do that. I get to play teacher for the afternoon instead of being a student. But I guess that's probably about it for today. I'm not really feeling super talkative, so I'm just gonna listen to podcasts and drink my coffee. So I'll be back. I don't know if I'll be back tomorrow, Saturday. We're actually heading out of town a little bit to go to my great niece's first birthday party. And at some point the lawn's gotta get mowed. I don't know if I'm gonna try that tonight or if I'm gonna do that tomorrow morning. But it does need doing. So there's probably a pretty decent chance that I won't get one out tomorrow. But I will definitely be back behind the mic on Monday. So until then, be seeing you.